This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases. The electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed in electronic voting machines, EVMs. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjal, said the EVMs and VVPATs used in the polling have been sealed inside strong rooms under a three-layer security system. He said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed a symbolic handover of cheetahs by Botswana for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. Botswana President Duma Boko was also present at the event at a nature reserve near Gaborone. The captured cheetahs, originally from Ghanzi, were released into a quarantine facility by experts from India and Botswana at the Mokolodi Nature Reserve. This marks a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. The National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, today issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited nor volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation. It said the university publicly displayed on its website that it is an endeavour of Al Falah Charitable Trust, which has been running 3 colleges on the campus. The council said this information is absolutely wrong and misleading the public, especially the parents, students and stakeholders. The NAAC has sought an explanation and directed the university to remove the NAAC accreditation details from its website and any other publicly available or distributed documents. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today expressed gratitude to South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore Vivian Balakrishnan for expressing their support and solidarity after the Delhi blast incident. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said India values the sentiments of Singapore and South Korea's gesture of support. The Ministry of External Affairs has announced the successful rollout of the upgraded version of its flagship Passport Seva Program, PSP. The Ministry said the rollout includes the Passport Seva Program, PSP V2.0, and the Global Passport Seva Program, GPSP V2.0, and the e-passport for citizens in India and those who are residing abroad. It also informed that the PSP V2.0, which was launched on the 26th of May this year, was successfully implemented across all 37 passport offices in the country, along with their respective 93 Passport Seva Kendras and 450 Post Office Passport Seva Kendras. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a bilateral meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Anil Kumar Sinha in New Delhi today. During the meeting, both countries interchanged letter of exchange amending the protocol to the Treaty of Transit between India and Nepal. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the letter enables direct rail connectivity along the Jogbani-Biratnagar rail link for both containerized and bulk cargo. The Ministry further said the initiative is strengthening multimodal trade connectivity between the two countries and Nepal's trade with third countries. The India Meteorological Department has forecast shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. And with that, we end this news bulletin.